From the streets of Melrose Park to the trading floor of the Merc, he's fought for every dollar he's ever earned. And now, with personal liberty and our system of capitalism under assault in America, he's here to seize back our rights from the government. With a cigar in one hand and a copy of the Declaration of Independence in the other, he's Sean Thompson. And this is the Sean Thompson Show. This looks like a job for me, so everybody
just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so. You search your memory in the history of our country. You go to after the World War II, you cannot give me a foreign policy of this country that has not led to the deaths of innocent children and innocent people. Barack Obama's drone strikes, 90% of which killed innocent people. We have thousands of troops in the Horn of Africa. Nigeria is in the middle of a civil war. Who's the good guys? Where are the good guys? Do we know? We're dealing with Democrat politicians and Republicans who don't care about the actual people. It's about controlling the government. Madeleine Albright's interview on 60 Minutes should have forever changed your opinion of all government, of all American government propaganda.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
There is no price worth us killing 500,000 children. None. I'd like to know about this $55 billion in Africa. I specifically would like to know about the Nigerian president who makes Western Avenue used car salesmen feel good about themselves. My next guest is an expert in this arena. She is the executive director and founder of Save the Persecuted Christians, raising awareness of the plight of Christians facing brutal and extreme violence in countries around the world. Her name is Dee Dee Laugesen. Dee Dee, thank you for joining me. How are you?
Hey, Sean, I'm good. Thanks for having me on. It's such a critical story.
And, you know, I think about all of the critical stories, and I think about the taglines we're given by our government, and then you think about what they leave behind. In Libya right now, they have open slave markets. We don't know how many people are being killed. Gangs have taken over. I mean, after all, we're dealing with third world strongmen. And I don't just mean the people that occupy the country. Oftentimes, I'm explaining the governments. Is that exactly what's happening in Nigeria?
Absolutely. What we have in Nigeria is just a cover-up of, you know, the Biden administration are genocide deniers. Right now in Nigeria, Christians are being slaughtered every single day. If you are a Christian in Nigeria, a Christian dies every 2 hours in Nigeria. It is the most deadly place on the planet for Christians to live. It is an all-out slaughter. It is jihadist groups, and the government is complicit and even involved in Nigeria, especially President Buhari.
Yeah, those numbers are nothing compared to Chicago. But the reality is, Dee Dee, is that this is something that we are funding again. You know, it was only a few months ago that they said 70% of the weapons we're sending Ukraine, forget about the money, we don't know where that is. 70% of the weapons that we send Ukraine end up other places. Simultaneously with that, not in American news, but in news around the world, turns out a lot of those weapons show up in the hands of murderers in Nigeria specifically, not to mention Somalia and the rest of it. We really have no grasp of exactly what's going on in the 54 countries that make up Africa. How does an American government just give and nobody asks about the countries, the 54 countries that are often killing their own people?
Well, in Nigeria, yeah, all of these weapons that were left behind in Afghanistan that the U.S. citizens are funding for Ukraine, they are filtering down to the jihadists in Nigeria and the people on the ground, whether you're Christian or Muslims or whatever, they're the ones who are suffering because of this. These weapons are showing up. You know, Sean, in Nigeria, there's been over 6,600 Christians slaughtered there in just the first 6 months of the year, according to Genocide Watch, Gregory Stanton, who tracks this stuff. And that is more than what we saw in the first 6 months in the Ukrainian war. But nothing is being done by the Biden administration for Nigeria. In fact, our organization fought so hard to get Nigeria listed as a country of particular concern. It's an international religious freedom report that the State Department is beholden by law to report on every year and designate those countries where religious violence is extreme and systematic. Nigeria is a poster child of that. But when Secretary Pompeo put it on, designated Nigeria in 2020, in 2021, Secretary Blinken, just before a political trip over to Nigeria, he removed them from that important list, which allows the United States to place sanctions on Nigeria to pressure them to solve these problems. He removed it. And again, this year, when they released their report in early December, they didn't designate Nigeria. Why? They didn't improve anything. So the Biden administration are genocide deniers, and they are complicit in what is happening in Nigeria. They're friends with Buhari.
It's insane. I saw him in Washington. I could not believe my eyes. But here's something that I want your perspective on, because obviously you're an expert in this field. I also know you focus a lot on China as well, and we're going to get to that. But decades ago, when I was young, the Democrat Party in general, the people who voted Democrat, were anti-military industrial complex, anti-foreign policy corruption, anti-everything Joe Biden represents. I believe that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are war criminals. Yet this earth-shattering news that you're talking about right now tonight is being squashed. Is there any explanation why the ordinary 1970s Democrat, who's really not a Democrat anymore, is there any reason there isn't a national outcry about what Buhari and what is happening all around Africa, which is truly a dictator demagogue hellhole? Why are we giving $55 billion and I hear no real resistance? None from anybody.
None, absolutely. So in just the last week, Reuters has come out with two incredible investigative reports on the Nigerian military. When they rescue women, and I'm telling you, women and girls, there are thousands of them held captives by these jihadists. It's like Iraq all over again in Nigeria. They're trying to carve out a caliphate in Nigeria. What is happening there is that the Nigerian military is forcibly aborting women who return impregnated by these jihadists. They've been held captive. They're forcibly aborting them, their pregnancies. And they're also targeting children coming out of captivity with death. There's a story from Reuters just this week, this mother who was just rescued. She's riding along in a military truck. She's got her two twin 4-month-old babies in her arms, and the soldier asked her to hand one of them to him. She hands it over, trusting that the military officer has her good in store. He suffocates that baby right in front of her. He takes the second one and he suffocates that baby right in front of her. They are killing the children of terrorists because they no longer see them as human. And these women who are coming out of captivity, they are being violated even further by their own government, and Buhari is directing this. He's directing his military to do this to Christians in Nigeria. It's beyond the pale.
So the African genocide, the African Holocaust, which I think would be an appropriate name, is financed by America.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
There's a good
title
for an article.
The U.S. aid money, hundreds of millions of dollars, American taxpayer dollars, are going to give aid to humanitarian aid to the 3.5 million internally displaced people who have been shoved off their farms, their communities, by these jihadists. Nobody is trying to reclaim these farms or communities. They're just letting it go. They operate with impunity because Buhari is a Fulani. He has filled his entire government top down with Fulani, and it's the Fulani militants who are attacking Christians in central Nigeria and shoving them off their lands. The money that we are sending to Nigeria that's supposed to go for humanitarian aid and to the military to end these this terrorism that's going on there, it's not getting to the people who are desperate. They're left without any care whatsoever. So they have no place to rest their head, just like Jesus at Christmas, and it's the same.
4 weeks ago, the Biden administration gave $50 million for what they said are integrity elections in Nigeria. The reason is they elect an oil minister. The oil minister is the bagman for American oil companies that have been backdoor nationalized by our government. Is that why this is happening?
Absolutely. It's all about the oil. It's all about the natural gas. I was just told the other day by someone in the know in Nigeria, they're burning off their natural gas. They're not selling it to the world right now. I'm sure that the Biden administration wants to get that oil, that natural gas, and they want to keep China out of it. But I'm not sure they want to keep China out of it. I think Biden is totally in with Xi on the BRI program, and they want to colonize and enslave the people of Africa, continuing what has been going on there forever. Africans deserve the opportunity to become the prosperous people that they can be and should be. But the leftists here in the United States, they're empty complaints because they don't fight enslavement in Africa. They don't fight
They don't fight it here in this country. Why would
they don't
fight
even care about the women, the children, nothing. They don't fight it here. They don't fight it there.
And this is an issue where, you know, your organization, this is not an overnight organization. You've been doing this for a long time. Are there Republican congressmen who you have their ear? Is there any curiosity among them? Or are they just so busy raising money for their own coffers that they don't care either? They just want to look better than the Democrats, who are often sloppy and ugly.
You know, it's really inconvenient that there's a genocide going on in Nigeria, but these are women and children. I mean, Leah Sharibu is the face of the captives in Nigeria. She was 14 years old when she was taken by terrorists with 109 other female students from her school in Dapchi on February 19th, 2018. It'll be 5 years coming up for her. She's had two children, and she's been passed around by these jihadists. We know where she is, but the government refuses to go and get her. This is what is happening in Nigeria. It is so disgusting that we are sitting here in America as Christians who care and being told by the Biden administration, Merrick Garland and such, that we're the extremist domestic terrorists. I'm sorry, but there is genocide happening over there. And they are trying to suppress it, and they're lifting up Buhari. Biden invited Buhari to come to the United States and stand on the world stage with him when he is a genocidal maniac. The U.S. Institute of Peace is hosting him tomorrow on Friday in the afternoon. Conversation with Buhari. We are going to be out there on the streets protesting. We hope that others will join us as well. But to lift him up and say that this man should be listened to, that they're trying to attend to the farmer-herdsman conflicts going on because of climate change in Nigeria, it is a lie. And the people of Nigeria, they need our help. They have nowhere to go. They are closed in on every single side, and the world is deaf to their pleas.
Well, this is something that I watched for 8 years in Ukraine. 8 years the government killed people in Ukraine for their religion and because for the language they spoke and the books that they read, and now we're funding that atrocity. But I have to say, I've done my own little research, and what I calculate is between 7,000 and 9,000 American troops, the National Guardsmen, mainly from the Midwest, but from a lot of almost all 50 states, are in the Horn of Africa. What are we doing there? And does anybody know about the atrocities in Somalia?
Nobody knows what's happening in Somalia. They don't know what's happening in Ethiopia to the Tigray people. They know nothing about what's happening in Africa. We're sitting here being told that we're the racists, and yet, you know, our organization is one of the only that are engaging with the people of Nigeria, and yet I'm told that I'm some kind of a racist. This is just so surreal.
Yeah.
To be engaged in trying to lift up these stories and at the same time being told that I'm a racist misogynist. It is Buhari who is the racist misogynist.
Well, maybe you could reach out to Code Pink. Yeah. You reach out to Code Pink or outside Bush's Ranch. In the meantime, Didi, where can my people go to support you, to read your articles? Where can they go to help your organization and your fight to really save humanity? I know that you are a Christian organization, but you're fighting for people of all faiths. You're fighting to stop a genocide and a Holocaust in Africa that we seem to be funding. Where can my people go to support you and find out more about your movement?
I would love it if people would go to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org, and specifically on the navigation bar, take action. Ask your member of Congress to investigate U.S. funds going to Nigeria for the military, for humanitarian aid. It is not getting to the people or to the cause that it is intended. SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
She is Didi Laugesen. She is a warrior. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And please, don't ever get tired.
Thank you, Sean.